From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The House Armed Services Committee is overwhelmingly supporting a $642 billion defense legislation. It calls for construction of a missile defense site on the East Coast and restore ships and planes that were supposed to be retired early. However, the bill does not address the Pentagon's request for another round of cost-cutting base closings. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta criticized the move.
By taking these funds from the poor, middle-class Americans, homeowners, and other vulnerable parts of our American constituencies, the guaranteed results will be confrontation, gridlock, and a greater likelihood of sequester.
Lawmakers have challenged the savings from previous closings. College affordability is turning into a hot-button issue this election season. NPR's Asma Khalid reports Vice President Joe Biden is stepping up the administration's appeal to students to speak out.
The student loan battle seems like a partisan relay race. On Tuesday, Senate Republicans shot down a Democratic bill to prevent student loans from doubling on July 1st. Now, the vice president picks up the baton.
You're going to see your interest rates jump from 3.4% to 6.8%. That's going to average more than $1,000 a year.
Biden suggests Republicans are rich and just don't get it.
I love these guys who think somehow $1,000 or $2,000 more doesn't mean much.
Both Democrats and Republicans support keeping the interest rate for student loans low, but they can't agree on how to cover the costs. Asma Khalid, NPR News, Washington.
The State Department official responsible for refugees says that the U.S. has allocated $40 million to assist relief organizations aiding victims of the Syrian crisis. Dale Gavlak in Amman says the funds will be channeled through international and local agencies, both inside Syria and surrounding countries, including Jordan.
Ann Richard, the U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for Population, Refugees, and Migration, also confirmed that contingency plans have been developed with the escalating violence in Syria. She says that she discussed these plans with Jordanian officials but declined to provide details.
Is there planning going on? Yes, absolutely. Is there a specific plan to share with you today? No. Wise people make plans. It's clear to me that responsible people in the Jordanian government are doing that.
Richard says the safest place for Syrians was on this side of the border, seeming to rule out calls again by Senator John Kerry and others for safe havens or buffer zones to be established for those fleeing the violence. Jordan hosts more than 110,000 Syrian refugees. For NPR News, I'm Dale Gavlak in Amman.
Meanwhile, the death toll from suicide bombings in the Syrian capital today is at 55, hundreds more wounded. This is NPR. Federal authorities are suing the Arizona man who describes himself as the toughest sheriff in the U.S. The government accuses Joe Arpaio of unlawfully racially profiling Latinos in his patrols for illegal immigrants. The lawsuit comes after months of negotiations to resolve the dispute over actions by Arpaio's department. British Prime Minister David Cameron's former press secretary has testified at the judicial inquiry into media ethics sparked by the phone hacking scandal at Rupert Murdoch's now closed News of the World newspaper. Before taking the Downing Street job, Andy Coulson was editor of the tabloid. Larry Miller reports that questioning stayed clear of phone hacking.
Coulson was limited in what he could say because he's been arrested by Scotland Yard in connection with the hacking scandal. Though he insists he knew nothing about hacking under his editorship, he says he enjoyed working for Murdoch, denying the paper's political endorsements were influenced by Murdoch.
I don't feel, you know, sitting here now, that I was pushed or encouraged or certainly told to go a certain way.
British politicians have welcomed the support of Murdoch's papers, and the inquiry is looking into whether there was a quid pro quo. Cameron has defended his appointment of Coulson, who resigned over the hacking allegations. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Ford investors are praising the company's executives for the company's turnaround in a 45-minute shareholder meeting, the shortest on record for Ford. Shareholders showered praise on the CEO and the executive chairman. They have overwhelmingly supported the company's executive compensation in a non-binding say-on-pay vote. Dow is up 36 points. This is NPR.